happy almost new year. This week on Community Connection, we'll revisit some of my favorite interviews of 2025. Thanks to everybody that helped make this show what it is, all the community groups and organizations and the wonderful people across the North Country. Enjoy. Well, hey, good morning, everyone. Thanks for joining us on Community Connection. Recently had a chance to talk with Mark Mansky from Adirondack Raptors about a sick bald eagle that was found and the journey that it made from Potsdam to eventually Cornell University. It had lead poisoning and pneumonia. And the story of how many people stepped up was really heartwarming and amazing. The day that Mark came in, he brought one of his gaboon, and I'm going to tell you what that means in a minute. Her name is Mackenzie Dunlap. She's a recent graduate of Paul Smith's, and I thought I'd love to hear her story too. So I have her in the hot seat this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's a gaboon?
A gaboon. There's a lot of definitions of a gaboon. Some say lowest life form. Some say, I say, the best people on the planet.
But it's another word for volunteer.
Yeah, it's pretty much. We're kind of volunteers or helpers whenever Mark needs help with doing anything like the Kestrel work that he does, saw wets in the fall. And then I got the chance to do all three, Kestrels, saw wets, and then also goshawks this past year, which was pretty cool. A lot of grunt work, carrying ladders, writing down data, banding birds, a bunch of really cool stuff.
This is important work. I mean, clearly you feel that.
Yeah, I feel as though, like, folks that volunteer or interns, field techs, anyone that's just setting their foot in the door into anything wildlife related is really important to do. And, like, gaboons, like, we're kind of, like, I view us as, like, the torch carriers of knowledge of our conservation forefathers and foremothers, like Francis and Frederick Hammerstrom, who started like the gabooneries, passed their knowledge on to Mark. And now Mark's passing his knowledge on to us. And then we'll hopefully in the future pass our knowledge and love of wildlife to other people and continue to gather more and more people.
Are birds your specialty, your thing, your desire?
I'm all over the place. Okay. I like a little bit of everything.
Because you said wildlife and not ornithology or...
I went to college for like wildlife sciences. So I dabble a little bit in everything. I've worked with big cats down in Texas. Recently, we just worked with elephants. Worked with raptors with Mansky. Dermestids also was something I briefly worked with in college.
What is that?
So it's a type of beetle that kind of helps with the like decaying process of stuff. So they'll clean bones. Sure. And I was a specimen preparation worker at Paul Smith's. So we had started a colony to help clean off like bones and stuff for our specimen collection. So I got to work with those for a little bit. That was a very stinky job.
Well, speaking of stinky, because I said, do I have a pet sitting business? And I scoop a lot of poop. Mm-hmm. And you said I scooped a lot of poop recently, too. You were at the Cincinnati Zoo?
Yeah, I was at the Cincinnati Zoo for the last 3 months at their new elephant trek opening with their Asian elephants. A lot of poop scooping. But one of the coolest things I've ever done.
They are so majestic.
They're insane. They're so beautiful.
So big.
Our biggest bull, Sabu, he's 37, I believe. He's like...
Years old?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a nice life.
Yeah, Mai Tai, our oldest, was 51 when I left. I think her birthday was when I was there. But he's 11,000 pounds. So walking next to him, we had like a barrier that like interns couldn't go behind. It was like a little yellow line. But like just walking within like 8 feet of him was like, whoa, you're a big boy. He big.
You couldn't see it on radio, but Mackenzie was saluting. Right? Like, because, you're in charge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was so
large and in charge.
Yeah, he was large and in charge. We had two little boy bulls there too, named Kabir and Sanjay. And they're 8 years old, so a lot smaller than Sabu was. But Kabir would like to fit his head in between Sabu's tusks. And he's a few thousand pounds lighter, so it was really entertaining to watch.
Was that play for them? Was that?
Kind of, until Sabu was like, no. We're done.
Then he schooled him and said enough of that.
Then he used his big boy power.
Right, exactly. All right, so what's next for Mackenzie?
Next is birds. going from elephants to birds. I'm heading down to Bartlesville, Oklahoma. And I'm going to be working with Atwater Prairie Chickens. They're these little guys. It's a type of grouse species, I believe, prairie chickens are. And then the Atwater is a subspecies of the greater prairie chicken. My main goal in my life is to make some sort of positive impact on, like, the environment, helping change in some way. And I'm really hoping by all the foots in the different doors that I've been doing, I'll make my way there someday and end up hopefully doing stuff like Mansky, reaching out all the time, talking to people, helping a lot of birds, and a lot of really cool things.
Thank you for your time. I appreciate it, and sharing your story.
Thank you for talking.
Absolutely. All right, everybody, go out and enjoy nature, and then we will see you next time on Community Connection.